This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe starting your day.
Have you figured out what you need yet? What you need to know? What you need to feel? How you want to be? How do you want to be? Jay Kirshner, how do you want to be?
All that I can be.
That's good. I like that. The all
how about you,
can
Doug?
Be.
What do you want to be? How do you want to be? Who do you want to be?
I want to be me. I want to be me. I want to be, I am happy with me, most of the time, not always, but I don't think any of us are happy all the time with who we are, but if you're not happy with you at all, probably time to do something about it, right? Under the circumstances, don't spend time doing and being what you don't want to do. In some way, shape, or form, it's up to you to be where you want to be and to do what you want to do. People say, oh, I can't afford to do that. You can afford, you can do whatever you want to do if you put your mind to it. The mind is the most powerful organ, that brain of yours. People say, well, your skin is the biggest organ. Yeah, it is. But your brain and how it makes you feel about you and what your experience is, what that stuff puts into your brain and then what comes out of it. I think that's really, you know, some people are heroes, some people aren't, some people are crooks, some people aren't. And the world is a very interesting place because of all the diversity. That, which reminds me, or remind me at some point in time, I want to go off on a toot about equity and equality and all the efforts that are being made to hire people to make sure we have that, not only in government, but in business. Don't let me forget that, because I want to go down that street at some point in time,
okay.
Not necessarily right now. Here's some good news about a fellow named Owen O'Neill, who is a nurse for a hospice situation. Excuse me, a hospice place. What would you call, or just call it hospice, I guess, right?
Hospice, mm-hmm.
Now, this is another Florida story. I take this with me from, excuse me, my experience over the weekend in Florida. I spent Saturday night and Sunday morning in Palm Beach County having dinner and breakfast with a friend. This fellow, O'Neill, was moved to help his recently deceased patient's family members with a request. Unable to bear looking at empty wheelchairs, empty hospital beds, and listening to grieving loved ones, O'Neill is 55 years old. He would, instead of doing that, he'd remove the equipment that they didn't need anymore. He resisted at first, explaining that it wouldn't be appropriate to take anything from their homes. But before long, he was loading the equipment into his Jeep and delivering them to patients that were in low-income clinics where he was a volunteer. They couldn't afford them, so he was taking them and giving them to people who needed them. What in the world could be wrong with that?
Yeah,
that's fabulous.
Great.
Right. The people that would be the recipients would always light up. You can count on that. Wheelchairs, all kinds of things like that. The stuff is provided. It's probably not, in most cases, badly abused, gently used rather than badly abused. So, anyway, all kinds of people in Palm Beach County on tight incomes with little or no insurance were helped by this fellow. The number of lives he's changed, imagine. This guy has supplied 18,000 children and adults. 18,000!
Mm-hmm.
With strollers and wheelchairs and walkers and hospital beds. He said there's no reason why people should struggle to get this equipment when it's accessible. And this begs the question, what happens to this stuff in other places where there isn't somebody like O'Neill? What do they do, just throw it out? When somebody buys a wheelchair for a recipient and the person dies, that's a very good question, bringing up a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that stuff go?
Give it back somewhere where it's just resold?
Right. Well, somebody takes it and maybe resells it. Who knows?
But I think donating, yeah.
Right. This is a really important reminder, or it's a place to put your head around what happens to all these wheelchairs. Even there have been, he had some adaptive bicycles. A young lady who needed to strengthen her leg muscles, a beach wheelchair. So this is something, this guy should get an award, frankly, from Palm Beach County as being the hero of the year or something.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people, old and young, that he's helped couldn't walk, they couldn't move. They've had, you know, people need to have compassion at the end of their lives, especially, I think, no matter what else has gone on. And so this guy sets a wonderful tone, and good for him. Owen O'Neill.
And it's just the help from both sides, where you have the grieving family members who don't want to look at this equipment, so he takes it off their hands. He helps them mentally and emotionally, and it gives to give it to somebody else, helping physically along with mentally and emotionally again.
Yeah, exactly. All right, is this a good idea or not? There's a bill. Did you guys talk? You may have talked about this yesterday. California being Jennifer's home roost. There's a bill that's been introduced into the California legislature. Whenever people say, oh, California again, well, they do some kooky things. Tell me whether you think this is a good idea or not. This bill would require big tech to pay news organizations, Reuters, you know, come across whoever, you know, the New York Times, Washington Post, what, news electronic gatherers, the print media, which doesn't really exist anymore. Anyway, so the idea before the state assembly would require social media platforms, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Hopefully TikTok's going to be gone. A little more on that later on in the half hour. But these social media platforms that continue to retweet, if you will, or recycle information that has come from a news organization. So now this bill would pay the news organizations a fee based on the percentage of advertising revenue generated by the use of their news.
What about these news sources who have their own pages on these platforms that are sharing themselves? Would they have to pay themselves, or do they kind of get the free pass?
And I don't see that.
People can't retweet or reshare.
It's called the California Journalism Protection Act. And it's being introduced by Assemblywoman Buffy Wicks. I don't know who she is or where she's from. Would require the news publishers to invest 70% of the profits from the journalism usage fees in journalism to get people jobs in journalism. It's been submitted to the Commerce Committee, and so let's see what happens with that. What do you think? The idea of requiring big tech to pay news organizations for whatever they use.
Turn around and charge their users?
Well,
I guess there's so many follow-up questions with this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so what happens under the circumstances? Speaking of follow-up questions, there's a story floating around about things that there's always some focus on the events at the White House, press room, briefing room. And so apparently there was an event at the White House in which Ted Lasso stars were going to be there to promote something. And there was a to-do about the press secretary, a lady for whom I have little respect because I think that she's a ham and egger, frankly, and isn't qualified to be there, has no real background in the news. And anyway, so, and correct me where I'm wrong here because I'm piecing the story together from several different sources. There's a fellow who works for the News Africa news organization. Its chief White House correspondent is Simon Atiba. So he's yelling at Karine Jean-Pierre for not giving him a question in 7 months. And this is all in the background. There are these people who are there from the Ted Lasso show, Jason Sudeikis and Hannah Waddingham.
They were there to discuss mental health, and they're right. Standing awkwardly kind of on right. stage in the back
yeah.
during the show deal.
Here's some of the exchange that all the hoopla you'll hear about today. This is where it all began.
You've been discriminating against me and discriminating against some people in the Britain. And I'm saying that this is the U.S., this is not China, this is not Russia. This is not Russia.
Okay.
What you are doing, you are making a mockery of the First
Amendment.
It's been 7 months. You've not called on me. You've not called my messages. I'm saying that that's not right. That's not right.
One time's welcome, guys. Welcome. Welcome to the press briefing room. Okay.
But this is not right.
Sir, let it go.
Are you ready? Are we going to behave? While many folks...
Quorum, please.
Simon.
Okay.
Sorry to our guests.
Anyway, that was how the integration of Jason Sudeikis and Hannah Waddingham began. I think she's something else, man. Anyway, that's another story for another day. I think it's a great TV show. It's a wonderful, and so many people talk about it. Why not use that platform to help promote something that's helpful, right? Something that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But instead, it got sidetracked because this guy who's been there for a number of years is not happy. And so the take afterwards, because the press secretary is black and because this guy is black, there was this whole rhubarb about discrimination and, you're trifling with the wrong issue. Is this guy right? He hasn't been called upon for seven months?
He's saying that they don't call upon anybody, whoever sits in the back row. It's always the ones in the front. But you can
right.
hear other people in the back row near him even telling him to stop it, knock it off. You mm-hmm. hear decorum chanted or yelled quite a few times.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, there are assumptions that are made. I can't imagine, even though she's a terrible press secretary, it's got to be a tough job, man. Listen to all those crackers yelling and screaming at you. What about me? I want to be heard. Yada, yada, yada. 18 after. This is Good Day.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. Not participating in U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel co-processors, like Thin and Light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
I
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On you there, James. Got sunshine, 23 and change after the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. So, in terms of social media and using things, tools that come that are a part of, like, Facebook has YouTube, Instagram belongs to Facebook, so it's all part of the same circus, and then there's Twitter. And then there's TikTok. So, there's a ban that's been proposed on TikTok, which in my mind is appropriate, Jay. Now, the Chinese owners, the company is called ByteDance. Okay, yeah, that sounds, let's translate that into Chinese. Anyway, the banning of TikTok, so the Chinese point out, will not resolve the concerns we have about our security. And so what does that mean? How do we translate that? There's a report from the cybersecurity company Farouche. Says TikTok has your data, even if you've never used TikTok. This is, listen to this.
It's present on other websites.
Yeah, right. It's collecting and transferring the data, whether or not the app is deleted. It is that invasive. So it can be present on a website in pretty much any sector in the form of trackers, pixels, that sort of thing. In many cases, the pixels immediately start executing and have nothing to do with the use, the business of the website. It just grabs everything. Kind of, as I think about it, in a manner of speaking, the way, you know, sometimes you wonder how, and you'd be the better one to tell the story, Jay, than would I, the collecting of data. Like, how does when we do a podcast, let's say we do the Good Day Download that we do every day, and there's something in there, like our discussion of Donald Trump and whether he's going to be arrested. So somehow or other, there's some device that grabs that and puts it into a group of other stories about Donald Trump being arrested. So if you put in, if you Google Donald Trump arrest, it's possible that any number of stories about Donald Trump have been taken out, not by humans, but by some bot right, that grabs these things and puts it into words so that you know. Nobody, there's no human that's done that. It's just been, what do they call them, spiders or something? I forget what they call them.
Oh, but, yeah, and TikTok right? has these, like, pixels that is actually collecting usernames and passwords. So many websites we use, as well as other social media platforms, there's authentication codes that go out, and it's collecting all of this data.
This stuff should be completely banned. They should be thrown out of the country. Does that make any difference?
Well, Pixel's not the only one to use pixels like this. Google, Meta, Microsoft.
Well, that's what I'm asking about, how they grab this info that has it there readily, again, using what we, let's say Tom Kreitler, the Money Pit, he's on the current Good Day download. What he has to say at the Money Pit, does all that stuff, that gets grabbed and put up so that if you have a question about your vacuum cleaner, putting vacuum cleaner, how does it work? And Tom Kreitler comes up. He didn't put that there. No human put it there. Somebody, some machine, some bot, something grabbed it and put it over there so that you could see that it was there. Right?
Yeah, it's absurd.
Well, I'm just saying that that's how TikTok is working. And this is dangerous.
And I think
dangerous,
what's scary
dangerous,
is because TikTok's
dangerous.
Not the only one doing this, but it's because TikTok is not U.S. owned.
Right.
Which really across the board, none of it should be okay, regardless of who the owner is.
Yeah. Microsoft, good. Microsoft uses the same trackers as you're suggesting. So what the heck do we do about it? We've gone so far over the ledge in this. I think there's no recovery from it, frankly. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden issued his first veto of his presidency yesterday in an early sign of shifting White House relations with the new Republican-led Congress. The bill would have prevented his administration from making investments based on environmental, social, and governance considerations.
I just signed this veto because the legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country. They couldn't take into consideration investments that wouldn't be impacted by climate, impacted by overpaying executives, and that's why I decided to veto it.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and his colleagues this week will face one of their toughest calls in years, whether to raise interest rates again to fight high inflation or to take a timeout amid the worst banking crisis since 2008. Fed officials' two-day meeting concludes tomorrow. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program. So why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. Now 34 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. The situation with callers... 855-999-DOUG. There's a remind me to give that number, Jay, will you? to Dr. Ken. One of the things that he has is he deals with his patients there in Central Florida. I was listening to a broadcast of Good Day Health over the weekend. Ken and I do that program, and it's heard on many of the same stations that carry this program, as is the American Family Farmer and the other Good Day Health Hour with Jack Stockwell, who's coming up later in this half hour, as a matter of fact. But we were driving across Florida, the two of us. He was in one car, I was in the other, on the way to Tampa to see his daughter act in this dinner theater. and the program that we do is on WFLA in Orlando. So he calls me and says, you're listening to this? And it happened that I had found it on the radio when I was listening to it. I didn't know what time it was broadcast, but we were going back and forth about some of the points that we were making regarding our health and well-being and all that other stuff. But the fact that we have all this information that's available, I'm proud of what you do, Jay, and what the other folks do that work on all of these broadcasts, Bob Kay and James. The Good Day Health Show is an offshoot of the Good Day Show. You can find all of these things, the downloads, the podcasts, the programs themselves, at gooddayshow.com or whatever the name of the program is, AmericanFamilyFarmer.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you want to catch up with the things. And as I was listening to it, I was even impressed myself at all the things that Ken was teaching me and the listeners about what's going on, what the news of the day is when it comes to your health and well-being. And it's so important to be on top of that sort of thing, more important now than ever. Because there are all kinds of medical scams. You can't pick up a newspaper. You can't listen to the radio. You can't, you know, it's impossible to not be hit with all kinds of, every commercial break, there's a drug commercial. And what's the right drugs that, you know, Ken and I were talking about, I'm not on any drugs and really never have been. I've tried a few. That doesn't sound right, does it?
another story for another day.
Yeah, no. I've tried a few medical drugs, and none of them, it turned out I didn't need them anyway. I'm saying that I'm proud of the stuff that we do, and you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, on Twitter at Good Day On Air. Get the Good Day download discussions. The most recent one is what Jennifer and Jay talked about on the Monday program. Now, as far as you're coming back and forth, you're sending us messages. So there is a post on this must-see documentary on the role of the Fed, the Federal Reserve, going back to the 2008, 2009, 2010 bank crisis, which put us into a bad place. So as the bank problems become a turbulence again, this is something to CMPBS called the Age of Easy Money. And what really prompted the Silicon Bank. They did the same thing, these guys at the Silicon Bank, a bunch of boobs on the board of directors, dummies, and the people running the bank had their head where the sun doesn't shine, bad management. And I think that was the precursor to Biden introducing this bill with his people that would keep men and women who run these banks into the ground from ever getting a job in the banking business again. I'm not sure that's a bad idea, frankly. No. It's not a bad idea at all. So anyway, some of the comments as this thing is posted, here's one from Ann who says, the flow of money to Wall Street, not Main Street. Wow. Audrey says, caution, rougher roads ahead. Debt's the greatest risk in weathering the storm. And then there's, let's see, Dana says, Wall Street has far too much influence politically, psychologically, and economically. So many negative side effects of our political dysfunction. Well, there you know. Is capitalism the best? That's the thing. My son and I have this discussion all the time. We had it on the phone the other day, you know, because some of his friends were affected in California by this bank debacle. Although, again, how many times have we heard in the last week, don't worry, you'll not lose any of your money. And then you read the story of Sharon Stone, who lost, she says, half her money. In that bank. So, I mean, what's true? What's right? What is the real story? That is the question. So, also, when it comes to connections with the listeners, 855-999-DOUG, that's 855-999-3684, being called by more and more people. I don't know that I want to put callers on the air at this point because I'd rather have just a quick exchange. For example, here is a gentleman who called James as if James were the host of the program with a message that James was supposed to deliver to me about the pronunciation of the community in Ohio where all of the hoopla has taken place over the last month or so with the train derailment. So here's this gentleman talking to James.
James, I'm a former broadcaster, and I'm wondering if you'd tell Doug to pronounce that town in Ohio correctly. It's not East Palestine, Ohio. It's East Palestine, Ohio. And I get tired of hearing him mispronounce it. Usually I wouldn't call in, but he needs to know.
So now I know.
But here's the thing. James and I have discussed this, and maybe this is an example of the Mandela phenomenon, but I feel like I only recall you saying Palestine.
Right, and I'm kind of upset because this is the one and only chance I get to correct you on your grammar. And I'm thinking back, and I can't think of a time where you said Palestine instead of Palestine, you know?
It's not Palin, it's Pala.
Pala. Okay, well, all right. Well, that really turned around on me.
You missed your opportunity, James. Doug never will.
I'm going to go back down now.
Right. Okay.
But no, James and I really were talking because I'm in Ohio, and... Yeah. I do not recall you saying Palestine, only Palestine.
I don't remember it either, but that's okay. He may have heard me say it once on a flip, and so he wants to call me on it. He's welcome to do that, and we'll share his call and his thoughts. Why not? What the heck?
This Nobody's is like perfect. The Berenstain Bears all over again.
Right, there it is. That's it. Let's go back to Florida. I seem to have lots of experiences. We all tell our stories based on our experiences, right? So my experience this past 3 or 4 days has been around what I was doing in Florida. The Palm Beach Post had a story about a Florida English professor whose lessons about racial justice put him at odds with his university administrators. His name was Sam Jokel. It still is, but he's not a professor anymore, at least not a professor at Palm Beach Atlantic University. He issued a statement that was in the Palm Beach Post over the weekend saying, quote, the school had made a disappointing decision to terminate me. This came after the school told Dr. Jokel that they were investigating a concern raised by a parent that he was indoctrinating his students by incorporating lessons about racial justice into his writing composition course. This guy has been at this school. It's a Christian college, by the way, if you didn't know. That's kind of like Pepperdine out in Malibu. Same kind of school, same stuff. He's been there for 22 years. He has long included teachings about racial justice in his class, and the administrators never knew it, or if they did, they never expressed concern about it. Quote, they did this for a clear reason. My decision to teach and speak about racial justice. The timing of this is not a coincidence, as we are dealing with an anti-woke crusade from Governor DeSantis and also other far-right politicians and activists. And so this school was clearly influenced by this toxic ideology. So apparently there's been some fallout. Apparently some of the students protested. And that brings me around to understanding, Jay, you and I were talking about this off the air, about the difference between protesting and rioting.
And rioting. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. Do you want to continue that conversation? I don't remember what we were talking about, whether it was
specific McCarthy to
Trump.
Saying,
yeah, right, go
yeah,
ahead.
Kevin
yeah.
McCarthy was telling people, regardless of what happens with Trump, if he is indicted, if he is arrested, do not protest. And it's almost un-American to be told not to protest. It's
right.
One thing to protest. It's another thing to riot. And not all protesters are rioters. Not all rioters are protesters. They are two distinctly different things. And what should be the focus is do not riot.
Well, yeah, protesting is the American way. And why would we think that it wasn't a good thing to do? It is. It's a great thing to do because it requires thinking about a situation. And anyway... round and round it goes, and where it stops, nobody knows. I thought it was very interesting also, one more
business, the connection with Florida and what Ron DeSantis is all about. As I said, talking to Dr. Ken DeSantis, used to be his congressman, and so there was a, you know, there, he has a focus, having met him and asked him to do stuff to help the medical community, which he was able to do. He has introduced legislation that will ban CBDCs. Now, this is something, there are some people who think that there are things in CBD. Listen, I'm looking at the clock and thinking to myself, do I really want to get into this right now?
THC is more, the one that's harder, that most people are kind of like,
right,
question. But it seems like CBD, not so much.
People just don't know. They just don't. And but the other side of what Ken said about him is he's being charged, or the suggestion, because he is so far down the road into declaring for the presidency, that a lot of the Trumpsters who live in Florida are trying to discredit him, even though they like him as the governor. So, you know, around and around, that's...
Or wait, is the CBDC, as in like digital currency? Is that what he's talking about? Not,
I think there's that. Both the whole business about THC, that was one thing, and then the currency stuff is another thing. But I'm just,
like, no crypto,
yeah. I'm just saying.
I stand behind that.
Yeah, I'm just saying that there's so much focus on him now from the Trump people trying to discredit him and take the spotlight off of Trump and what's going on with him, that it's becoming a circus. Do you know what I mean? It's just everything. Now, this guy is being scrutinized for everything he says, and even things, he's being accused of things that he's not really doing, which I guess comes in this modern day of media, right? News media. 48 after the hour, this is a good day.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
O'Reilly. Need new wiper blades but not sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you options for your vehicle and even install your new wiper blades for free. Right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades so you can see better in any weather. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. But still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
After the hour, good day, health time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, Nooker chiropractor, has a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, GAPS practitioner. He is one of my favorites, has done me great. He's done a great service to humanity by taking care of me. He and Ken for years and years and years. So I was just telling him off the air about my experience with Ken this past weekend. I go visit Ken, and he does his thing, and I go see Jack. What's the cat doing?
The cat's in the cradle. Her away from me. Yeah, she wants to be fed.
Well, okay, that's good. She wants to
animals,
come and
animals want to be fed. Amazing thing.
Isn't that amazing, huh? Anyway, so by the way, the most recent podcast with Jack on Good Day Health is a focus on what is acceptable blood pressure, the tolerances, and what hypertension is all about. Jack explains how he diagnoses the heart with that machine that he has there in his office. So he's a good resource as well. Get a chance to go to Salt Lake. You want to go do some skiing into July, you can do that. You can visit Jack at the at the same time in his clinic. But anyway, all that stuff, all of the wisdom coming down from Jack and Ken, get it at gooddayhealthshow.com. It's free, and you can get it either there or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so there's that. Now, one of the things that you and I talk about, and actually Ken and I were talking about in my visit there this weekend, was how our brains are working and how do we make Now, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of drugs around now that are supposed to open up your mind, keep you from getting dementia, keep you from getting Alzheimer's, and the attention that's been given to the brain because of Bruce Willis and others who are suffering that sad end-of-life experience. You've come up with another way of dealing with the health of your brain, and it doesn't have anything to do with drugs. All right, so what's the best medicine then?
Well, the whole idea, again, is that food is your best medicine. It always has been. Mm-hmm. And the things that I teach my patients in the clinic here is that the majority of problems that they're suffering from is either some toxicity that they've run across or malnutrition. And it's hard sometimes for Americans who are, 50% of us now are overweight, to think that they're being malnourished. Mm-hmm. And if their belly's full and they feel like they had a big meal, then they've been nourished, which couldn't be further from the truth. Mm-hmm. It's the micro nutrition that we're missing. And I'm going to mention five herbs: ashwagandha, cinnamon, gota cola, nutmeg, and sage. And there is peer-reviewed research on every single one of those, showing that they improve cognitive impairment after stroke, that they have neuroprotective effects in the sense of pushing away Alzheimer's, that they have the ability to improve decision-making and reaction time and the ability to handle stress, as well as other benefits for the brain and the nervous system in the sense of anti-inflammatory effects. And sage in particular halts the breakdown of chemical acetylcholine, which has a big role in the sense of memory. And as I said, all five of the ones I just mentioned have peer-reviewed research behind them.
So where do you get them? Where do you get ashwagandha?
Well, ashwagandha.
I know I get mine from... So I have ashwagandha
You get it from me.
Yeah.
And gota cola you can get from me.
Right.
And but when we talk about nutmeg or sage or cinnamon, you can get those in the spice section of your grocery store, but make sure you get the organic forms.
Right.
I know in my grocery store they have the normal stuff, but they also have an organic section, which doesn't cost a whole lot more. But you know the stuff isn't laced with glyphosate.
When you see some of the results of studies, we were talking about this on Friday, and I don't think I've talked to you about it yet. Even if you wash the berries that are not organic or whatever the fruit is, you're still getting in the pulp of the fruit because that stuff seeps through the skin.
Yes.
And you're going to still get it whether you wash the fruit or you don't wash the fruit.
The skin of fruit and vegetables is like the skin on your body. It's not a barrier. It's a sponge.
Right.
And whatever is sitting there long enough will get through the surface of the skin into the, as you said, pulp underneath or the tissue of the human body underneath. So you've got to be very careful about what we slather on our bodies.
Yep.
I have a special toothpaste that I like because of its content. I have a special soap. I have a special shampoo.
Yeah.
Because I know all those things are going to get through the skin into my bloodstream, so I've got to be careful.
All right, what's the toothpaste called? Do I know about that?
Most that do not have fluoride in them or sort of...
Don't buy fluoride.
Get away from fluoride.
Absolutely. All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.